بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Between the various adab of lying down, person sleeping, person sitting in a gathering, and also the etiquettes and the adab of companionship and dreams. So today we continue another chapter, we start another chapter, but also speaking about etiquette of lying down, etc. So باب جواز الاستلقاء على القفاء ووضع إحدى الرجلين على الأخرى إذا لم يخف انكشاف عورة وجواز القعود متربعا ومحتبيا. The chapter on the permissibility of lying on one's back and placing one leg over the other leg, provided that one's private parts are not exposed. So here the first part of this chapter is the permissibility of sleeping on one's back. Before we did sleep on the right, to sleep on the left. We explained, but we didn't do the hadith, but to sleep on one's back is permissible. Here this hadith we're going to do is talking about a very specific situation. A person is lying on his back and he's got one foot on top of the other foot. In other words, one foot is locked on top of the other foot, how a person would normally do. This is say second foot is on top of the toes of the other foot. So it's not closed up like that, but it's on top of the toes of the other foot. So one foot is above the other foot, it's resting on the other foot. So this is what we're speaking about. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh has brought this chapter and he brought a proviso with it. The proviso is actually explaining the hadith. So he says that lying on one's back and placing one leg over the other, provided that one's private parts are not exposed. This is the proviso on the permissibility of lying like this. Is a person's private parts is not exposed. We know, especially in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the earlier times, and some parts of the world, the people actually put lungis, like an ihram cloth, for example. And if you're going to put one foot on top of the other foot like that, then there's a very great chance that a person's aura, a person's private areas, gets exposed. So this is impermissible. So therefore you'll find those ahadiths that are explaining impermissibility is actually referring to this situation where a person's private parts are exposed. And you'll get other ahadiths that are explaining that it is permissible. Those ahadiths ulama explain is where there's no fear that a person's private parts are exposed. For example, he maybe got another cloth over him, or he's wearing a decent, or he's wearing a pants that is sewn. So now there's no chance that his private areas will get exposed. Then for a person like that to rest or to take sleep, there is no harm. So this is what the hadith is speaking about. And the permissibility of sitting cross-legged. Cross-legged, person sits like this. This is cross-legged. This permissibility of sitting cross-legged and sitting with one's legs drawn up. One's legs drawn up. The hadith, the surah is where a person sits on his feet like this. So he's got both the foot on the, both the feet on the ground and he's sitting up like this. So this is also permissible to sit in Islam. Now, we might ask ourselves that why are the muhaddithin taking such depths of showing us how it is permissible to sleep, how it is permissible to sit, on which side? This is out of love for the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person has got love, then he'll analyze every word, every letter, every teaching. This is the teaching of my Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How I can follow it to the T. And a person that doesn't have love, then he'll say all these things are not important things. Why must we worry about these things? These are petty issues. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah Ta'ala protect us. These are not petty issues. Time has been taken out to show us that this is what is right. This is how it should be done. So that we can also imitate fully, we can practice fully upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these teachings can be preserved. So today's hadith, an Abdullah ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhu annahu ra'a Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mustalqiyan fil masjid wadi'an ihda rijlayhi 'ala al-ukhra muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhu narrates that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lying on his back in the masjid with one leg over the other. He saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lying in the masjid with one leg over the other. So nowadays, two ahadith as we explained. Some ahadith say that it is impermissible. Some, like this hadith is saying it's permissible. So ulama, they make tadbiq. Tadbiq means they reconcile between the two ahadith. They say either this hadith that was saying that it's impermissible was earlier on, and later on, the hadith came of permissibility, so therefore it is permissible. The hadith of permissibility came later. One tadbiq, one reconciliation. The other reconciliation ulama give is that where there is no fear of, as we explained, of the private area getting exposed, then a person may sleep like that with one leg over the other leg, one foot over the other foot, taking rest on the other foot. Hazrat Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saran Puri Rahmatullah Ali, he gives a different explanation for this hadith. He says that here we are explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sleeping on one leg over the other. He says it could mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had one leg directly over the other leg. So if he had one leg directly, not resting on the toes of the other leg, then there is no chance of any type of kashfi aura taking place. There is no type of any. So here he explains that this is a possibility, that this is what is meant by this hadith. So it doesn't mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam slept in that fashion. Although ulama give permission to sleep, he says this hadith could mean that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam slept like that. Anyway, however, we know that it is permissible for a person to sleep like that, so long as he's taking care of his aura, his private part. Imagine this is when a person is lying down and resting. How much more careful we must be when we are dressing up. In other words, when we're wearing clothes, that these clothes must cover the knees. Nowadays you find many youngsters wearing jammies, etc., but the knees are getting exposed. These are private areas. From above the navel to below the knees, these are areas that should be covered at all times. It should not be exposed at any time. People are generally lax, sometimes playing sports, playing activities, etc., or even swimming, and these areas are getting exposed. Here we see how careful, even when we are lying down, what position we can lie down to avoid it getting exposed. Imagine deliberately exposing it. How unfortunate is that person who deliberately exposes these private areas. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Salatul Jumu'ah. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the race of the pious on these days. How I can read more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf and try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in engaging in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.